There is only one good thing to be said for the spectacle of a given government picking on writers and or novelists and or artists of any description. It saves the busy bypasser whatever valuable time they may have spent wondering whether the government in question still has all its marbles in one sock. When a given government starts picking on writers and or novelists and or artists of any description, it is announcing itself as tyrannical, foolish, and deranged. Such is the unhappy, if altogether unsurprising, waypoint arrived at by the regime of Daniel Ortega, president of Nicaragua, as demonstrated by its issue of a warrant for the arrest of Sergio Ramirez, probably Nicaragua's best known and most admired novelist, one-time winner of the Miguel de Cervantes Prize awarded by Spain's Ministry of Culture to recognize outstanding Spanish language literature, and therefore a peer of Borges, Fuentes, Vargas Llosa, and Paz, among other distinguished scriveners. Any hair splitter wishing to note at this point that the warrant has been issued by Nicaragua's state prosecutors and not by the presidency has not been paying much attention to the evolution of Ortega's thinking vis-a-vis the separation of powers. Ramirez, who took the clearly sensible precaution of leaving Nicaragua a few months back and is now resident in Costa Rica, stands accused of inciting hatred and conspiring to undermine the integrity of the country. What Ramirez actually appears to have done is written a novel entitled Tongolele Did Not Know How to Dance, an exceedingly thinly veiled parable set in a contemporary Nicaragua whose people are being terrorized by an overstaying revolutionary government which has long since abandoned whatever principles may once have animated it and is now concerned only with maintaining power at any price, up to and including the blood of its own citizens. Whoever could he mean, etc. This is, it is fair to say, personal in both directions. There was a time when Ortega and Ramirez were both friends and allies. Ramirez was one of the establishment intellectuals known as the Group of 12, who lent credibility and legitimacy to Ortega's Sandinistas as they seized power from the miserable dictatorship of Anastasio Somoza in 1979. Between 1985 and 1990, indeed, Ramirez was content to serve as Ortega's vice president. Ortega's current vice president, by way of illumination of the seething, cloistered lunacy into which his rule has descended, is his wife.
Sí, juro, con el poder de Dios, encomendándome a Dios y al pueblo nicaragüense que nos acompaña.
Ortega and Ramirez fell out in the mid-1990s as it became clear to Ramirez that Ortega had very much become yet another picturesque Latin American rebel, gushingly romanticized and unstintingly indulged by sections of the Western left, who turns out to be a thug, a tyrant, a crook, and a dingbat. You think they'd notice a pattern emerging and so forth.
The will of Nicaragua's regime is to repress everyone that go against its dictatorial ways.
Ramirez took to teeing off at Ortega in print and in interview, at home and abroad, especially after Ortega won a second stint as Nicaraguan president in 2007, an interminably ongoing term which Ortega hopes to extend yet further in elections in November. And here is the real context of Ortega's vendetta. Old, frightened and paranoid, Ortega has spent the campaign rounding up and or cracking down on what he thinks of as the usual suspects. At least 34 of Ortega's most prominent critics have been placed under house or actual arrest. Newspaper editors, journalists, trade union leaders, pretty much everybody who had hoped to run against him for the presidency, and one former first lady.
There was no point in remaining there. I only had two options. Either they would take me to jail or they could deport me. I didn't know which of the two.
Ortega might not be able to reach Ramirez where he is, but he can deter him from coming home. Ortega will probably be re-elected in November. It is reasonable, all things considered, to assume that he has taken precautions to guarantee the result even beyond locking up his potential opponents. His persecution of the country's best-known writer and his former friend isn't close to the worst thing Ortega has done, but it is one of the more wretchedly indicative manifestations of the shambles into which the Sandinista revolution has descended. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.